Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tyler. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm just curious. About 3 weeks ago, I got a package in the mail with your anti-aging skin cream and some eye complex. When I went online to order it, all I wanted was the skincare anti-aging cream. And I don't even remember how much it cost or if it was just shipping, but I don't, there's no, in the package, there's no bill. It tells me what I got, but it doesn't tell me about a price. So I'm trying to remember what it was and if I was charged for it.
Okay, can I get that zip code so I can pull that account up?
Yeah, 98902.
98902. Then can I get your first and last name?
Mark Johnson.
Okay.
I got an order ID if you need that.
Oh no, I have it now. Can you confirm that shipping address for me?
Yeah, 622 Volterra Avenue, Yakima, Washington, 98902.
Okay, yes, I do see where you got the Everly Anti-Aging Skin Serum and the Eye Complex, which help for reducing wrinkles around the eye and increasing collagen, things of that nature. Now, you said it seems as though you only received those two. So which one was it that you said you weren't interested in?
I wasn't sure what I mean because I answered. I saw something online, on TV. I went online to order it, and I think all I wanted was the anti-aging skin cream. And then all of a sudden, they started talking about this eye complex. Didn't want that, and yet I get it. And I want to know: am I billed for this? Because there's no bill in here. All there is what I got.
Right. Okay. Now, at the beginning, you were billed the $497 for shipping and handling for the skin serum, and then $597 for the eye complex. That was a promotional period for you doing that survey. It was a free trial for that 2 weeks.
Okay.
So on the 29th, that was on the 14th when you did the first order. So on the 29th, you were billed the retail price of those two products, which was the $88.99 and
See,
$93.99.
this it okay, because when I ordered, I was really frustrated because I got twice. I didn't want it, and all I wanted was, all I wanted was to try the aging cream, which I haven't even opened them up yet because I'm afraid to. I don't want to pay $88.
Well,
I mean, I
I
can
can
ship them
knock that.
back.
No, ma'am, you don't have to ship it back. Now, if that $88 is a problem, I can knock that down 35% for you.
No, I don't. I wanted whatever it was for the $4.99, or that's all I wanted.
Well, yes, ma'am. Now, in regard, now the only way I'll be able to, now that will be a canceled out thing. Like I said, it does sometimes take time for you to see results from, that skin serum. So that's why I am trying to, offer the discount for
I
you.
haven't even opened it up yet because I, again, the ad on TV was somewhat unclear. That's why I called. Then all of a sudden they're throwing in this other stuff, and all I wanted was to try the skin cream, and it was very unclear on what was required from me.
Right.
I wanted to try it because it said like there's no obligation, whatever it is, and so all I want was the try the skin cream. I don't want to pay $88. I want to pay this the $4.99, whatever it costs, and then try it. If I like it, I'll order some more of it.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Like I said, you would have been that, you would have never gotten charged for it. All you had to do is just give us a call back within those 14 days. But like I said, I do hate to lose you as a
That
customer. I
was
can even
very
offer 50%.
unclear to me, even about the price. I mean, I thought that was the price, the $4.99, whatever it was, but it's more. See, that was extremely unclear, and that's why when I was on the phone, I was really frustrated because I couldn't talk to anybody, to ask these questions, and all of a sudden, well, I'm hanging up, and I don't know what I did. Because all I wanted to do was try the skincare, and if I liked it, I would order some more. And again, I got this stuff in the mail, and I haven't even opened up it. It's still in the box, and I want to know. I mean, because again, it was not very clear from you what I was supposed to do or what I was even getting. That's why I called, and you can't even talk to hardly anybody to get what you want ordered. And they throw in this other stuff, which I think is extremely, it was skin cream, and there's this eye stuff now, and I didn't want the eye stuff,
Right, I
but it was
understand.
too late.
Like I said, I can I can send you out another free bottle so you can try that product out, you know, and I can put that account on a hold, so you won't be billing anything, and you can give us
okay,
a call back.
Okay, why send anything out? I have them both here right now.
Well, yes, ma'am, I understand that. Like I said, I can't cancel that out for you, and you won't receive any more products from us or any more billings. You know, and then just as a courtesy, I can still send you out another free bottle, just so you know, you are getting two of those products for that price of $5.97 and $4.97. Rather than, you know, having that them two products, rather than only having those two products,
no,
I'm
willing to pay the $5.47 and whatever it is, but I don't want more bills like the $88. I don't want that.
Right, that's what I was saying. I can cancel it out, so you won't get any more bills at all. But then, as a courtesy, I was just gonna send you the free bottle, so you know, you don't just have two products there and you paid all that money. You'll have four products there, but you won't be receiving any more products from us. I'll give you a cancellation number and everything.
Okay, and what does that cost me in bottom line?
Well, no, man, it doesn't. I'll just send that out as a courtesy. I'll just cancel your
account. But what does the first one cost me, though?
The first two, they costed you the $88.99 and the $93.99.
No, I'm not going to pay $88 and $93. No, it was the $3.99, the $4.99, whatever it was. I'm not going to pay $175 for stuff that was unclear.
Well, yes, ma'am. That went. Now, those charges were already. That's already been billed through. That's why, like I said, I can cancel it out and you won't be billed anything else in the future. I was just saying, as a courtesy, I can.
No, I'm not going to pay the $88 and the $75 because that's And I tried calling back and nobody would answer. And because I was really frustrated when I got off the phone, and that's why when I got it, I didn't want to get it, and I haven't even opened. I want to send it back because I don't want to be charged anything. I want that I want the $4.99 deal and the $8.99 whatever it was deal.
Well, yes, ma'am, I understand that, but we can't accept any returns of skin creams and things of that nature at this time. Now, like I said, I can't cancel that out for you, and you won't receive anything else from us.
But then I'm billing what, about $175?
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, I can't tamper with that charge because you didn't call and cancel.
Can I? Do you have a supervisor I can talk to? Because I was not made aware of that at all.
Well,
it's very unclear.
Like I said,
I need to talk to a supervisor.
It is stated in the terms, but I'm more than qualified to help you out in this situation.
Again, it was not made clear to me because if I thought that were the case, I would have canceled right away. When I was on the phone with you the first time, you know, a month ago, whenever it was, I was extremely frustrated because nothing that I wanted got accomplished, and I couldn't talk to anybody.
Right. I'm not sure who you were on the phone with. We don't take orders over the phone through this phone number.
Whenever there was an ad on TV and I called it, it was so. I don't know if unprofessional is the right term, but what I wanted to get, what I called to get, is not what I got, and I couldn't talk to anybody to get those questions answered, and so, I don't want to pay that $175, and I think I was misinformed and misled, and whatever was done was unethical, and I can send it back to you. Though I really would like to try it, but I'm not going to try it if it's going
to
cost me $175.
Well, no, ma'am. You don't have
because
to
what
it
if
back,
I don't like it?
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. Like I said, you don't have to send it back, but, you know, I can go ahead and transfer you to my supervisor. Now, I mean, they most likely will make you aware of the same things that I did, but, you know, I will transfer you over there so maybe they can assist you a little bit better, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm initiating that transfer now, so you might hear a slight pause for a moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.